the sidelines. My coordinators ran this team, and it was just unbelievable. Great victory for our community, our families, and our school.
So who's in charge of the fourth down calls, both on offense and on defense? That seemed to be the story of the game.
Well, that last one was mine, but all the others was my offensive coordinator. Shane Arnold called a great game. Our defensive coordinator. We stopped the number one team in the state of Indiana's offense, and we did it decisively.
You took over a program that was on its last legs and needed a jump start. Did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams you'd be a state champion?
No. It's just incredible. It's very powerful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jerry?
This is a team that scored 56 points a game. You didn't let him in the end zone to the fourth quarter. How about the defensive job you did today?
How about that? Our defensive coordinator, Memo Perez, had a masterful plan, and all these kids believed in it. We have no superstars in our program. We just got a bunch of blue-collar kids to go out and work and do everything we ask.
This team had only won a sectional once. Not much tradition here. What's this mean to Sharpsville and Tri-Central?
Oh, I tell you what, I think everybody's going to know where Sharpsville is. When you beat the best, and they were the best. We caught them on a bad day. They started out slow, couldn't catch up. But I have the greatest respect for Eastern Hancock and their coaching staff, everything they did. And our kids came out hot. Defensively, we were strong. We gave up a couple opportunities. We played well.
After they beat you to start the season, how much did that driver motivate you guys the rest of the year?
It motivated us a great deal. We want another chance.
Yeah. Out there on the field was, you guys stopped him on fourth down, and you guys converted fourth downs.
Yeah, we talked to him. It's all about speed and hitting, and they delivered today. Our kids have played great defense all year. We put it all together in this final campaign today.
Overall team effort there, but your quarterback with two sneaks and touchdown pass. Can you talk about how he played today?
Yeah, I tell you what, he was on, but it helped when you had those big boys up front blocking for you. We have no superstars. Cody played an outstanding game on both sides of the ball, as well did the other 17 boys who played today.
Coach, you've been doing this a while. How's it feel to get the first state championship for you and the school?
It is incredibly powerful, and it hasn't soaked in. But we've worked a long time for this, and it's a tribute to our school.
What are your thoughts just on the kids on the team?
I'm so proud. I'm like a proud papa of 39 boys right now and 9 assistant coaches. It's been a great day for us.
What did you do to contain Spencer?
We're going to take gaps away. We're going to take away his cutback.
Right.
We wanted to do that. We knew he was going to get some yards. We wanted to slow him down. We knew we couldn't stop him. He's too good an athlete. We wanted everybody else to beat us. And in that process, our kids came out and thumped him and did a pretty nice job.
Did you feel like Hal kind of started out slow but worked his way?
Offensively. Defensively he didn't, but offensively he started slow. And a lot of that was because Eastern Hancock. Eastern Hancock's a real deal. We feel very humbled with the opportunity to be able to call ourselves state champions.
How did it help you that they don't punt? How did that help you in terms of being able to set up scores?
I am not going to tell anybody else what to do. I don't punt very often either.
Right.
I never have. We punted, I think, 16 times this season. He's punted, I think, 3. So I am not going to criticize that. He's a wonderful coach, a great program. We're glad we won.
Hey, George.
And Nathan Dean from Jimtown.
I know maybe Hal had a little bit of a slow start, but we talked earlier this week about how playing last year down here helped. I thought your team did not look as nervous as they did a year ago.
I agree. Well, we played down here the last game of the regular season. That really helped us from last year with all these kids coming back and playing for us. That was a true advantage. Yes.
Talk about your kids' confidence. I mean, even with the research,
our confidence has been riding high. When we beat Winamac, we beat the number one team in IFCA last week, and that was a great team. And, people are still saying you're going to get hammered this week. Well, I guess we showed everybody.
George, what does it mean to take a group that was 0-10 your first year there, so from the bottom all the way to the top in such a short time?
Well, it's really special. It was quite an event. The kids bought into our program, and everything started to kick for us and take off. And, you know, a lot of it's attributed to the character thing that I've talked about all week. I started with selecting a coaching staff 4 years ago that was great men. Two local heroes were on our 91 team, Memo Perez and Jason Toll. Outstanding offensive coordinator and Shane Arnold. I wish I could take all the credit, but my part of this was organization. And then I let people go out and work. And when people have a vested interest, it changes the whole scope of what you can achieve.
How about your...
I've got live radio coming up, and when he says we got to go, but you're good for now.
One more thing. We talked about their fourth down, but how about you, the gutsy fourth down play you guys did on the deep pass to Pickett that really probably kind of, I thought, put momentum on the side to stay?
We will do that, and we've done it all year, and there's no reason for us not to do it here. So, yeah, we wanted to take
it. We're ready for the live network radio now. Thanks, Coach. This is live network radio.
Andy Riley.
Coach, congratulations, first of all, on the victory. What can you say about the defensive effort your guys put together today, holding Eastern Hancock to just 10 points?
It was a tremendous effort. It took effort of all the boys that played. We play regularly 12 boys on defense, and all 12 of those boys contributed to the success we had.
You talked at halftime, you needed to get your offense going in that second half. I would be remiss if I didn't mention this for my colleague Jan Bozier, but your offensive line played exceptionally well, especially late in that game. What can you say about those kids?
They're all seniors. They played well for the last 2 years, incredibly. And this last drive is exactly what we talked about when I first came into the school. We were going to build a program around 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Everybody laughed. Nobody's laughing anymore over the Tri-Central. We have great fan support. It's been just wonderful, wonderful effort.
What you were talking about, when you got there, maybe the football program wasn't in the best of shape. You've turned it around in 5 years. Now state champions. What does that mean for the program and the community?
Well, I know what it means today. We're all going to have a heck of a party back in Tipton County and look forward to tomorrow watching our other Tipton County get after it.
Well, I talked to you earlier this week, and you said you took a year sabbatical after you left your last position to make sure this is something you wanted to do. What does this mean for you personally to get to this level?
This is incredible. You know, it didn't end well at the last school I was at. I wanted to end my career on my terms. Took a year out. When this job opened up, I contacted Mr. Rue, and within a heartbeat, next thing I know, I had this job. And this job has just been awesome. The people have been awesome. Even the kids in my home school at Clinton Central have been awesome. My classes are giving me a standing ovation last week. I care a great deal about our Clinton Central community. But for today, it's Tri-Central, and I'm very proud to be on part of their coaching staff. And one final thing I need to share. It came down to Mr. Rue, the athletic director, Mr. Driggs, to allow me to have the leverage to do what I needed to do to bring my staff in, get the equipment, and be able to do this, along with our school board. And they've given me pretty much free rein, and look what we've been able to achieve.
Coach, 38 years in the profession.
That's Gary Rue, R-H-E-W, Tri-Central, longtime athletic director.
Soundbite for us, Fox Sports Midwest.
Okay.
Your feelings about the game?
Team building. Well, pretty awesome. It's a great day for us. We're extremely proud of our boys. We're extremely proud of our community. Look at this. We're a little tiny Class A school, and we got thousands of people here representing us. So we're very proud.
Early in the game on 4th and 1, you guys converted and scored a touchdown. Walk me through that play and how big of a momentum.
Well, that's what they gave us. Our offense is built around taking what they can give us, and we took it.
Okay.